So now let us pay homage to the Buddha, the owner of the Dhamma, by recitation of Namo Tassa 3 times. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Before I start the Dhamma talk, I would like to pay homage to the Buddha by recitation of the victory verse, and also I would like to say the truth, and I would like to send my metta to all of the participants and for all living beings. Mahaguru Niko Natho Hitaya Sabha Paninam Purindra Parami Sabha Pato Sambodhi Muttamam Itena Satcha Vajena Hotu De Sabhata. That meaning is Mahaguru Niko Natho. Natho means the leader of the three worlds. Mahaguru Niko means our Buddha, the Blessed One, who possesses the great compassion for all beings. Mahaguru Niko Natho Hitaya Sabha Paninan, for the welfare of all beings. Purindra Parami Sabha, because of, for the welfare of all beings, because of to attainment of their enlightenment, Sammasambuddha. So he had tried to fulfill all perfection and Purindra Parami Sabha Pato Sambodhi Muttaman, because of he had accomplished all the Parami and he attained the enlightenment once, Sammasambuddha. By saying this truth, Isena Sacha Vajena Hontu De Itena Sacha Vajena Sukhi De Hontu Sabada. May you all be well and happy. May you attain the supreme bliss of the Nirvana.
在开始今天的开始之前，禅师要念诵一首佛陀成功的偈子，然后禅师也要透过念诵这个偈子呢，讲这些真实语呢，来祝福大家，就把散播慈爱给大家，来这里禅修参加禅修营的禅修者以及给其他的一切的众生。禅师所念诵那个偈子里面。 有讲到马哈卡鲁尼科纳托，纳托呢是指我们这三个世界，就是欲界世界、无世界里面的领导者。然后马哈卡鲁尼科是他是有大悲心的人，他对一切众生呢都有很大的悲心。然后 Hitaya Sabha Paninam， 他呢为了众生的利益。 布林杜巴拉米萨巴，为了众生的利益呢，他圆满的所有的波罗蜜。然后巴达三波利木达芒，然后证圆满的所有的波罗蜜过后呢，佛陀他证得了三波利，就是圆满的觉悟，智商的圆满的觉悟。然后埃迪纳萨扎瓦吉呢，透过这个真实语呢，然后亨都地。
So last week, I have talked about the Dhamma talk names. One of the important basic requirement to develop the meditation or to develop that, to attain the Nirvana or to attain the enlightenment. So I give some examples. Today I would like to continue this Dhamma talk because of last week, according to the time. Yeah. That is because I gave the many example our Bodhisattva, how he consider his how he think, because that is Gambhira Jnana, thinking deeply or profoundly is very important, because of thinking deeply from the daily common phenomena and to get the sense of the urgency, Samvika Jnana. Because of this Samvika Jnana, so our Buddha, before he attained the enlightenment, he had tried to fulfill 10 perfections, and then he developed his meritorious deeds. Because of that, he attained there. So, Sammasambuddha. Therefore, today also, I would like to tell some story to you.
在上个星期，禅师给了一个开示。他主要的主题，那个开示的主题是讲到一个很重要、很基本的条件。如果我们想要修行啊、修禅，想要证得涅槃，想要开悟的话，有一个很重要、很基本的条件。所以在解释这个很重要、很基本的条件的时候呢，禅师给了大家很多的例子。然后今天呢，禅师会继续讲这个课题。因为上个星期呢，因为时间的缘故没有讲完。在关于这个课题呢，禅师给了许多的例子，就讲到我们的菩萨在他修行的时候呢，他怎样的思维，他怎样的很深入的思考啊。然后禅师有讲到这个菩萨很深入的思考呢，是一个很重要的因素。为什么？因为菩萨能够在菩萨能够从这个日常生活里面看到的一些普通的现象呢，而深入的思考，因此呢，菩萨得到了那个耸寂智。然后因为这个耸寂智呢，我们的菩萨呢就很努力的去圆满他的波罗蜜，圆满十个波罗蜜，累积功德，来以便能够证悟涅槃。然后最终呢，我们的菩萨也真的证得了圆满的觉悟，就是成了佛。然后今天呢，禅师会再为大家讲一些故事。
Our Buddha, before he attained the Buddhahood, in one of his past life, he became the Yodhinjaya prince, the king's sons. So this king's sons, Yodhinjaya prince, one day, he went to the royal park by his royal chariot. So, on the way, he saw the jury grass and the spider web and also the leaf. Because of the jewels were hanging on the leaf of the grass and on the spider web and also on the some leaves. So under the morning sunshine, these jewels are very brilliant and bright and shining. So the prince has grown up in the palace. He never seen this jewel. Because of that, he asked to his charioteer and asked, "My friend, what are these?" So the charioteer said, "Prince, this is the jew. Oh, this jew are very beautiful. Under the sunshine, very bright and shining, look like the gems, look like the diamond." So like that way, the prince remarked, and so they continued their way. And so later on, at the evening, the prince returned to his palace.
在我们的佛陀还没有开悟成佛的时候，就是在以前还是菩萨的时候， 在其中一个过去世，他投身作为一个王子，名叫尤班加亚。然后有一天，这个王子呢，他去皇家公园，他坐在马车上去皇家公园。然后在路途上的时候，他看到在一些草上，一些蜘蛛网上和一些树的叶子上呢，有一些露珠。然后这些露珠在早晨的阳光照射之下呢，显得很明亮，很灿烂。所以我们的菩萨呢，这个王子呢，他就很奇怪，因为他是在皇宫里面长大的，他不曾看过露珠，所以他就问他的那个马车夫说，这些是什么东西来的？然后那个马车夫就说，这些是露珠。然后那个王子，我们的菩萨呢，他就说，这些露珠非常漂亮，在这个阳光照射之下，他们看起来很像珠宝，很像钻石那么样。然后菩萨这样讲过后呢，他就继续他的路程。然后在傍晚的时候呢，他就要回去那个皇宫。
So the chariot at the king on the way back to the palace, he thought he will see again the beautiful shining jewels. But according to his thought, and when he returned to the palace, he didn't see the Jews. Because of that, he asked to his charioteer and asked, "Friends, this morning we have seen the very beautiful shining Jew, but now where they have gone?" So the charioteer answered, "Prince, this is the nature of the Jew. Because of the sun rising up, so because of sun heat, they dry up and vanished. This is the Jew nature. Like that way, the charioteer answered to his prince."
在这个我们的王子跟那个马车夫在回去皇宫的路程上呢，我们的王子呢，那个菩萨呢，他就想说，他会再看到那个漂亮的露珠，但是他在路途上呢，并没有看到那些露珠了，所以他就问那个马车夫说，朋友，在早上的时候，我们有看到那很漂亮的露珠，现在那些露珠去了哪里？那马车夫就回答说，这个是露珠的本质，当太阳升起来，由于太阳的热能，这些露珠都干掉了，都蒸发掉了，这是露珠的本质，那位马车夫就是这样的回答王子。
When the charioteer answered about the Jews, the prince, the Yodhindia, he considered deeply and profoundly, "Oh, the Jew nature, they cannot stand last long. They can stand only one morning, and they can vanish quickly. In the same way, our human life also can vanish quickly as a thundering, as a lightning, as a bubble, as a dew, as soon as wear out. Because of that, so what is the way to escape from this type of danger?" And he considered deeply and profoundly. Because of thinking deeply and profoundly, he got the sense of the urgency, Sanvega Jnana, and he wanted to find the way to liberation. Because of that, when he reached at the palace, he renounced his all of the wealth, and then he became the ascetic, and he practiced ardently, diligently, for the attainment of the Buddhahood. Because of that, you see, the king, the prince, Yudhingjia, really, this Jew nature is everybody have seen. So, sometime at the morning, we can see this Jew hanging on the grass leaf or on the spider web all very shiny and very beautiful. But we could not consider like that Yoting Jia Prince thinking. Because of that, we should take the lesson from this story, and also we should think and to get the sense of the urgency, and we should develop our meditation to get the liberation free from the suffering.
当那位马车夫这样回答关于露珠的事情的时候，那个宇文加亚王子呢，他就想很深入的去思考，说露珠的本质是不能够，它不能够维持很久的，露珠呢只能够维持一个早上而已，然后它很快呢就消失了，然后我们人的性命呢也是一样，很快就消失了。就好像打雷一下子就消失了，或者是闪电，或者是泡沫啊，或者是露珠，都是只能够维持一下子而已，就会消失了。所以他想起来想呢，就想到人寿命呢是充满危险的，所以他想说要怎样才能够脱离这种危险。所以由于他很深入的去思考，所以他得到了一种得到了悚惧智，有了悚惧感，所以他就想要找一个方法能够解脱的。所以他回到皇宫的时候呢，他就舍弃了一切，然后出家成为了一个沙门，然后他很精进的修行，以便能够证得佛果。所以我们可以看到呢，这个王子他看到这个露珠的本质的时候呢，他就会产生悚惧感，然后，但是我们呢，我们有时候呢，我们也会看到啊，我们也会在早上的时候，我们也会看到在草上，在那个蜘蛛网上或者在叶子上呢，有一些露珠，但是呢，我们并不会像这个王子这样的去思考，所以，禅师说，我们应该从这个故事里面呢，学习，学习要怎样培育悚惧感，然后进而修行这个禅修禅，以便能够解脱痛苦。
Another story is that is not the our Buddha story. That is one of the individual Buddha, the Pichika Buddha story. This Pichika Buddha before he attained the Pichika Buddha.Pichika Buddha to be in at the times he was the king of the Gandhara division and Kashmir division in India. Nowadays that is in one part is Pakistan and one part is India. Also because of extremely and because of border condition.So India and Pakistan also always, all the time, they are arguing and fighting. But you see, this individual Buddha, before he became to the individual Buddha, how he considered and how he renounced, I would like to tell that this story. Because that is, this king, one day, he was taking day rest at the upper chamber,In the samadhi, at that time, in front of his, so one kotiya inmate, he was rolling and rubbing the sandalwood on the slab and putting the water, and she makes the paste. Because that is, you see, if you come Myanmar, many Myanmar girls, they apply that this type of cream, they are cheat or their body,to protect the sun burning. So in India also, ancient time, they use these traditions. So sandalwood or other, the herbal bugs, if they rolling and rubbing with the water on the slab again and again, it can come out liquid or paste. This cream can apply in the body and also can get the good fragrance and also it can protect sun burn. Because of that, this made,She was rolling and rubbing this sandalwood on the slab again and again. At that time, she was wearing the two rings in left side and right side. Later on, because she want to collect the cream or the paste to put there in the cup, therefore she put up right side of ring. She put up the left right side of ring and she put on to the left side. Then she continued there. She's her rolling and rubbing the sandalwood on the slab again and again. Because of two rings crushing each other, the sound of God, tinkling, tinkling, tinkling. So at that time, the king was gazing to that condition and he considered deeply and profoundly again. Oh, because of two rings crushing again and again, the sound occurring, the sound of that ring.
佛陀在是比喻，到这个时候呢。他是一个国王，那个时候呢，他是在甘达拉那个国家的国王。甘达拉呢，就是现在的卡斯米尔，在印度的卡斯米尔。但是真正呢，他是这个卡斯米尔呢，有一个部分呢，在现在呢，有一部分呢是属于巴基斯坦的，另外一部分呢是属于印度的。那么在那个地方呢，卡斯米尔那个地方呢，因为那个极端分子的缘故。在那个边界那边呢，很乱的。那个印度呢，跟巴基斯坦呢，时常在那边呢，都为那个地方呢而争吵，而且还会有时候还会打仗。但是他们是怎么样？我们先不讲了。这个我们的毗湿佛呢，在那个时候呢，他住在那边的时候，他有怎样升起那个很深入的思考，然后去出家。这个故事呢禅师就要讲说那个毗湿佛讲思考的然后出家。那个时候呢，那个还没有成为毗湿佛那个想要成为毗湿佛那个人，那个国王呢，有一天他在他的那个皇宫的楼上那边休息的时候在一个夏天的时候，在那边休息的时候呢，他看出去看到有一个人呢，有一个女人呢，他就用那个他在磨那个檀香木然后他磨那个檀香木，然后加那个水，然后再磨，然后磨出一种那个什么，好像粉这样一个什么膏这样，那个叫什么paste叫什么就好像马德有讲说这个呢，他弄出来就好像在缅甸，如果你去缅甸看的时候，你会看到有一些缅甸的女孩子，他们也在脸上呢，或者在身体上呢，他们会涂一些粉呢，那个是他们也是用一种树的木呢，他们磨出来的粉，然后他们加水的涂在那个脸上或者在身体上，那是为了防止那个太阳晒的，有防晒的作用的。那么这个在古印度时代呢，他们也有这样的做法，就是把那个檀香木呢拿去磨加水，然后磨出来，然后那个粉呢，他们就拿来涂在脸上或者哪里。这样涂的时候，它有做这个香水的作用，也能够防晒。所以，这个当这个女人她在这样磨那个檀香木的时候呢，那时候她戴了两个手什么手珠还是手环一边手戴了一个。然后后来他在这样磨的时候，他要在收集那个粉的时候呢，他就把那个右边那个手珠呢，那个手环呢，就把它拿出来戴在那个左手上，然后他就继续的去磨那个檀香木。但是他将因为他把右边的戴到左边去，所以左手那边他的那个手珠那个手环呢，所以他两个手环呢，他在这样磨的时候，他们就会碰触到，就会敲到，然后就会发出那个声响叮叮响的。那个时候当国王看到这样的情形的时候呢，他就很深入的去思考，说有比两个那个手环呢，他们在一起，然后呢他们就会发出声响。同样的人呢，如果他单独的一个人住的话呢，就不会有什么问题，但是如果有两个人或者三个人住在一起的话呢，就会起烦恼了。 所以那个国王啊是这样的思考。
In the moment, the chief queen, she entered in this chamber and she saw the king was gazing at this maiden, the courtiers. Because of that, she thought, oh, my husband, he was gazing at this maid. He was dishonest. Because of that, she was jealous and angry. Therefore, she scolded the maid to get out from the chamber. And then she sat at that place and she continued at this work, rolling and rubbing the sandalwood on the slab again and again. Because earlier, this maid, she can wear two rings only. But the chief queen, because of she had possessed many rings, therefore, when she rolled this sandalwood again and again on the slab, so the sound is more noisy, clingling, clingling, clingling. So the king was more regret. Oh, because of living companion, the kilesa sound, the defilement sound more rising. Because of that, living alone, solitude and seclusion is the better way. So in the moment, the king thinking deeply and profoundly, and then he get the sense of the urgency, samvika jnana. In the moment, because of his pichika buddha parami also, mature and to be fulfilled, because of that, he practiced the meditation, vipassana, in the moment. Then, because of his pichika buddha parami, mature, and he became the pichika buddha. Because of the queen made this condition is more worse to the king, to the queen. But the king, he got the liberation of the sound of the rebirth.
然后，当那个国王在这样想的时候呢，在那个时候呢，有那个皇后呢就进来，然后那个皇后进来看到国王在看那个少女，然后那个皇后就很想了，这样想说，哦，这个国王在看着那个女人他对我不忠诚。所以他就很生气，所以他就骂那个少女，他就把那个少女赶出去。然后那个少女被赶出去过后呢，那个皇后就继续做，她就接着做那个磨那个檀香木的工作之前呢，那个少女她只是戴了两个手环，但是这个皇后呢，她戴了手上戴了许多个手环，所以在这个皇后在这样磨那个檀香木的时候，所发出的声音更加的多，所以那个国王他就想他觉得哎呀，觉得很不好，他想说是因为呢有同伴的关系，所以才会产生才会有许多的烦恼，才会产生烦恼。如果单独一个人的话呢，就会比较好。所以那个时候国王很深入的思考，而升起了恐惧感。那刚好在那个时候，他要成为辟支婆的波罗蜜也成熟了，所以他就在那个就在那个时候呢，他就去打坐，他修这个观禅。然后因为他的辟支婆的波罗蜜已经成熟了，所以他在这样打坐的时候呢，他就成为了辟支婆。那在之前呢，这个皇后呢把那个情况弄得更糟了。但是虽然情况更糟了，但是那个国王呢，他善用那个情况深入的思考，而得到了解脱，从生死轮回解脱了出来。
So, like that story are mentioned in the Jataka and in the Dhammapada also, in the Teri Tera Apadana also. If you read, you will see there so many examples in the Buddha teaching. Because of that,If I say like that example, you will understand how to get the sense of the urgency. Some are also, they may see that this type of suffering and how to get the sense of the urgency, you will realize. But why you cannot renounce as a Buddha, as an individual Buddha, as an Arhat? Really, why we cannot renounced. That is because of tied by the four types of bonds only. What are the 10 types of bonds only? What are the 10 bonds? That is because of father, mother, wife and husband, son and daughters, relatives, friends, material wealth, worldly fame and gain, the power or influence and sensual pleasures. These 10 are abide by the, these human beings. They cannot renounce as a Buddha or as an individual Buddha or as an Arhanta.
像这样的故事呢，在本身经里面，在法器经里面，在长老记、长老尼记，还有在阿巴达那里面呢，我们都可以看到许多这样的故事。对，在佛陀的教法里面呢，我们可以看到许多这样的故事。然后禅师在这里讲出来，是让大家能够了解，然后以便产生那个恐惧感。然后有一些人呢，他们也能够也看到这样的痛苦而产生的恐惧感。但是为什么我们呢有一些呢并不能够因为看到这样的痛苦而产生恐惧感，然后向佛陀或者毗湿佛或者阿罗汉们学习向他们学习出家去修行呢？那是因为我们受到十种的束缚绑住。是哪十种束缚绑住了我们呢？这十种束缚呢，就是我们的父亲、我们的母亲、我们的太太、我们的丈夫、我们的儿子、我们的女儿我们的亲戚、我们的朋友我们的财富，然后我们的名气然后我们所得到的力量，还有我们的那个权力。由于这十种的束缚绑住我们，所以我们不能够像佛陀，不能够像毗湿佛，不能够像阿罗汉们能够像他们那样出家去修行。
Therefore, in the Dhammapada also, Buddha mentions, Natan Danlam Pandana Mahudiya Yadayasan Daruja Pabatincha Tarata Rata Manikondalesu Pote Su Dari Sucha Ya Apeka Etan Danlam Pandana Mahudiya Oharinan Tisitilan Dopa Mongjang Etambi Chitwana Prebhajanti Anapakino Kama Sukham Pahayas. So Buddha mentioned in the Dhammapada, what is the meaning mean? Really, the bond made of the iron or made of the wood or made of the hams or these are really not fastened bond. Itan dalam bandana mahudira. That is saracha rata manikondalesu, attachment of the gems or jewel, gem and jewel, and also potesu darisu cha ya apeka, attachment of son and daughter and wife and husband. Really, these things are only fastened bond. Because of that, so really this bond are oharinan sitilan dukpa mongjan. As it is because of attachment, it can drag out to the four woeful state, and really these bones are seem to be unfastened but very hard to cut dukpa mongja. Because of that, the wise man, he cut this bond, and so they give up their renounce, and then so not they practice their way. Because of that, Buddha mentioned this Dhammapada not in the Dhammapada books.
刚才禅师念了一段的巴利经文，那是法器经里面的经文。那段经文讲的是什么？那段经文的含义是说，事实上呢铁的那个枷锁，铁的枷锁，或者是木的枷锁，或者是我们人做的枷锁呢， 都不是能够很紧紧的扣住我们的。真正紧紧扣住我们的枷锁呢，是我们对珠宝、对宝石等等的执着，我们对儿子、我们对女儿、我们对丈夫、对妻子的执着，是这些执着紧紧的扣住了我们。所以由于这些执着呢，这个头像四二道的那个束缚呢，虽然看起来并不是很扣得很紧，但是我们却不能够去感到很难去砍断那个束缚，说把它砍掉，让我们不能够再堕入四二道。但是智者呢，他就能够舍去这些执着啊，舍掉了这些执着，然后他去修行，就能够砍掉了导致我们投身四二道的那个束缚啊。佛陀在法际经里面是这样讲的。
To be less attachment on that bonds or to get the desire for the renunciation or another one also to get the sense of the urgency, how to think deeply and profoundly. Our Buddha mentions that is the a source of emotion or a source of sense of the urgency, that isAtta samvega vittu, that is jati jara vyadi, jati jara vyadi marana, jati jara vyadi chuti apaya, atita apatka vitta dukkha, idani ahara gavitsi dukkha, samvega vittu ni imani atta. That meaning is the suffering of rebirthJati, jara, suffering of old age, and suffering of disease, and jati, jara, jati, chuti mean suffering of the death, and also apaya mean the misery of the four woeful states, and atita, apataka, vitta, dukkha mean the suffering of the past,rooted in the round of the rebirth, the suffering of future, rooted in the round of the rebirth, and ahara goveti dukkhami, the searching of the food. So in the present life, also the suffering of in the present life, rooted in the searching of the food. So these are the object to get the sense of the urgency. If you thinkThis suffering as a gambira chindaka, as a gambira jnana. So if you think deeply, profoundly, you will get the sense of the urgency, samvega jnana. Because of that, so these are the imani, samvega vittuni atta. These are the source of to get the sense of the urgency.
为了要减低我们的执着，或者减轻我们的束缚啊，为了要培取那个善法意，想要出家啊，为了要培育这个悚惧智，我们应该怎样的深入思考？然后关于这一点呢，佛陀有这么说啊，有讲到能够帮我们这么做的是有八种悚惧事，让我们感到悚惧的事情八种。让我们感到悚惧的事情八悚惧事第一个是生的痛苦，第二个是老的痛苦，第三个是病的痛苦，第四个是死亡的痛苦，第五个是四恶道的痛苦，然后第六个呢是过去轮回的痛苦，第七个是未来轮回的痛苦，然后最后一个也就是第八个呢是这一世寻找食物的痛苦。这些呢，这八件事情呢是能够让我们产生悚惧智的，就是说如果我们能够对这八件事情很深入的思考它的痛苦的话，那么我们就会我们的心中就会升起那个悚惧感。因为这样呢，所以佛陀称这八种事情为 总祭司。
Really, you see, these eight souls of are so. If you see yourself, or if you see other also, because these eight souls of object are, we have already faced. Also, some are we have facing. Some are also surely we will face in the future. Because of that, these things are really common only. Because of that, so sometimes if we face also, we set our sorrow or lamentate. But later on, so sometimes we get the desire, but later on, so we reach, we come, we became as an original condition only. We don't want to find the way, we don't want to liberate. So, although if we face, sometimes if we pray to get the celebration, this thing from the God or any super normal persons, really we could not get. So by praying, by aspirating, so we must practice, we must try the way of the liberation. What are the way? This is the Eightfold Noble Path only. If you practice Eightfold Noble Path only, you can get, you will get the liberation of these sufferings.
所以事实上呢，我们每个人的都能够看到这八种总计的事情。但是当我们看到这八种总计的事情的时候呢，我们你看我们这样看的时候呢，我们并不一定会很深入的去思考，但是你看这八种总计的事情呢，是我们每个人都会去面对的，其他人也会面对的，即使是现在没有面对，有一些呢是在未来呢我们都会面对的。这八种事情呢，让我们感到总计的事情呢是很普遍的。所以有时候呢，我们在面对这些让我们总计的事情，就是让我们痛苦的事情呢，我们会伤心然后在伤心的时候呢，我们就有那个善法欲，有那个欲望想要去修行，但是过了不久呢，我们就打回原形了又不想要去寻找什么方法去解决寻找这个出路，不想要去寻找什么路能够让我们去解脱这些痛苦的。所以在另外一个情形是，虽然有些人他经历这些总计的事情的时候呢，他们会去祈求他们去祈祷希望能够解脱这些痛苦。然后他们向谁祈祷呢？他们向那些神祈祷，然后向一些超人祈祷希望他们能够帮我们解脱这些痛苦。但是透过祈祷呢，并单单只是透过祈祷呢我们并不能够解脱这个痛苦。真正能够帮我们解脱痛苦的，就只是修行八正道而已。就透过修行八正道，我们才能够解脱痛苦。
So we should think this asos again and again, repeatedly, occasionally, because sometimes meditator asks me at the interview time, Pandey, I am boring in the meditation. I lost in interest my meditation. What should I do? That I answer, you should go to the hospital or you should go to the old age home. Sometimes you can go to the Nirvana funeral cremation place also. Because you see, if you go there, you will see the patients, you will see the old persons, you will see that some people, you will see the dead body, and also you will see the family member who are departed by their beloved one because of how they are lamented. So you will see, then you will get the sense of the urgency. You want to find the way to get the liberation. You want to avoid unwholesome bodily and bodily and mental action. You want to more cultivate the training of Sila and Samadhi and Panya. Because of that, so in our Burmese proverbs, if you go to the cemetery, this is the value is more than 10 times value you go to the monastery.
所以对这八种悚句事，我们应该不断重复的去思考。我们必须要不断的去思考这八种悚句事情。因为有一些禅修者在小禅的时候，他们问禅师说：“啊，现在我对禅修感到很无聊，我对禅修已经没有兴趣了，那我应该怎么做？”然后禅师就跟他们说啊，你们应该去医院或者去老人院啊，如果你们去那边的话，你们肯定会得到涅槃啊。其实禅师的意思是说呢，如果我们去医院或者老人院的话，我们就会有这个悚惧感。为什么呢？因为我们在那边，我们就会看到病人，我们会看到老人，也会看到有时候还会看到一些死人，然后也会看到那些死人的亲属啊，他们在亲戚死了，他们就在那边的痛苦流泪。所以当我们看到这样的时候呢，我们就会有恐惧感，然后我们就会想要找一条出路，以便我们能够解脱。所以在这样的时候呢，我们就会避免在身口意方面呢造恶业，反之呢，我们会培育戒定慧。然后在有一句谚语吧，他说他的意思是这样说我们去坟场呢比去寺院呢好过十倍那比去我们去坟场的话，我们会得到比去医院没有去那个寺院呢会得到更好十倍更好的那个教育。
That also sometimes someone because of they think that this thing and they got the sense of the urgency they enter the bhikkhuhood or bhikkhunihood or samanirahood orReally, if they don't have strong faith or strong confidence in the Buddha teaching, strong desire, what can happen? I would like to tell some story from the Dhammapada. Because that is, in the Buddha times, one family in Sawitri, father and mother, they have only one son. Because of that, they so love this son.One day, this son, he had listened that one discourse from the bhikkhu and he liked to eager to enter the bhikkhuhood. Because of that, he requested to his father and mother to become the bhikkhu. But father, mother, because of only son, they so loved, they didn't allow to become the bhikkhu. Because of that, they protect, also they don't not allow to go out.All the time they got their son. Sometimes father went outside, the mother looked after his son. Sometimes mother went out, father looked after their son. Later one day, when his father went out, that time the son cheated his mother and he flee away from his house and he went to the monastery and he asked the permission to become the monks.Because of that, the monk also allowed him and he got the fully ordinations. Later on, father came back from the outside and he asked to the wife. So the wife said, so his son went out from home when I am forgetful. That time, so the father, he realized, surely my son,He went to the monastery because of that he looked for his son and he find that his son is became the bhikkhu. Because of that he persuaded many way to come back home but the son refused. Later on father also he could not depart his son. He asked the ordination and he became the monk.
所以有些人因为很深入的思考，所以他们产生了恐惧感，因此而出了家，成为了比丘， 或者比丘尼或者沙弥。但是如果我们出家的时候呢，我们并没有对佛陀的教法有足够的信心，我们对出家没有足够没有很强的善法意，那会有什么事情发生呢？关于这一点呢，禅师要跟大家讲一个故事。在以前，在萨瓦蒂那个地方，有一个家庭，那个家庭呢有一个父亲、一个母亲和一个儿子，这一家庭就有三个人。然后有一天，那个做儿子的听一位比丘的开示，然后他就很想要出家作为比丘，所以他就回去问他的父母说请他们允许他出家作为比丘。但是那对父母呢，因为只有一个儿子而已，他们很疼这个儿子，所以他们不允许这个儿子去出家作为比丘。他们不但只是不允许他出家，他还不允许他出门，从此就不允许他出门了。所以有时候如果是父亲出去的话，母亲就留在家里看守他的儿子；如果母亲出去的话，出门的话，那么父亲就会留在家里看守他的儿子。然后有一天，当那个父亲出门后，那个儿子呢就用了一个方法呢，就骗了他的母亲，然后就逃出了家。然后去到寺院呢，他就向比丘们请求说他要出家作为比丘，然后比丘们呢也允许了，就接受他出家作为比丘。然后后来当那位父亲回到家里的时候，他看不到他的儿子，他就问他的太太，然后那位太太就说到他的儿子已经出去了是他师没有照顾好所以他儿子出去了。然后那个做父亲的他就想他的儿子一定是跑到寺院去出家了，所以他就去寺院那边找他。然后果真找到他的儿子在寺院里面呢已经出了家，然后他就劝他的儿子还俗，但是他的儿子不愿意，所以他也没办法。然后他又舍不得离开他的儿子，所以他离不开他儿子，所以他就要请求让他向比丘们请求让他也出家，所以呢他也就在那个寺院里面出了家作为比丘。
Later on, the mother expect father and son will come back to house, but because of they didn't come back, she also follow and she find her husband and son became the bhikkhu. Because of that, she could not live alone in her house. Therefore, she request again to get the ordinations. Therefore, she became the bhikkhuni, and they stayed three together in the monastery. But wherever, all the times, no? Father and mother and son, three together, all the ways they are chatting. Because of chatting and talking, therefore, their behavior disturbed other bhikkhus. Because of that, so other bhikkhu told them they could not stay that monastery and they moved to the bhikkhuni center. In the bhikkhuni center also, three together, they act same way. Because of that, they move to another center like that way. They change again and again. Later on, their condition reached at the presence of the Buddha. That time, Buddha asked them, how do you act in the monastery? Then, after that, Buddha gave the admonishment, and then Buddha gave the Dhammapada three paragraph. That is, a yogi, yongja matana, yoga samincha, a yojana, atang hitwa piye gayi, pihe tata nu yogi na, ma piye hi samaginchi, apiye hi kurajana, piyana adasana duka, apiya nesa dasana, tasama piyana kiriyata, piya payohi papako, ganda desan nawe jati, yesan nati piya piyam. As I explained briefly, That is, someone he does what should not done and he doesn't what should be done. That is, a yogi yungja matana, yoga samincha a yojana, atta heitwa piye gai, pihi tata nu yogi nam. Really, this person, he doesn't do what should be done and he does what should not be done. But although he did, but he expects he want to get the welfare, the benefit, who can practice ardently, diligently the benefit he expects. But although he expects he enjoy the sensual pleasure and he give up his welfare. Because of that, Buddha said, no? Ma bi yehi sama genchi, abi yehi kurasanam. You should not associate with beloved one. Unbeloved one never associate. Piyana adasana dukha, apiyana sa dasana. Because of you could not see beloved one, that also very painful. Also, if you see the unbeloved one also, that is the painful. Because of that, tasama piya nakiyata. Because of that, you should not make dear one. Piya payohi papako. Because of depart beloved one, that is the very suffering. Kanda desa nawe jati. Yit san nati piya piya. A person who have not loved one and beloved unloved one, because of he can cut the factor, so he will get the liberation. So like that way, Buddha gave their three Dhammapada to that family. After that, after listening these three family, what happened? How do you consider? What did you consider? The later I shall tell you.
那位作为母亲的，她期待她的丈夫跟儿子会回家， 但是他们并没有回家， 所以过后这个做母亲的呢，她也去了那个寺院， 然后看到她的丈夫跟儿子呢， 都成为了比丘。 然后因为她不能够独自一个人生活， 所以她也就要求让她也出家， 所以她就出家了， 成为了比丘尼。 然后这三个人， 父亲母亲跟儿子呢出了家，过后呢他们三个人住在一起，在寺院里面住在一起，然后无论在什么时候，每一次呢，什么时候呢，他们三个人呢都是在一起在谈天，因为他们三个人一直在一起谈天讲话，他们的行为呢干扰到了其他的比丘，所以 其他比丘就请他们离开了，然后他们呢就去到一个比丘尼的寺院呢，就住在那边，但是在那边呢，他们的行为还是一样，还是一直聊天，然后也干扰到其他人，然后其他人就请他们离开了，所以他们就这样呢一而再的不断的换寺院，但是同样的事情都不断的发生，后来他们呢 事情呢传到了佛陀那边去，然后佛陀就叫了他们来，然后就问他们说，你们在寺院里面是怎么样，你们的行为在寺院里面是怎么样的，然后佛陀后来就给了他们这个教诫，给了三个句子，用了三段的文字给他们教诫，那接下来 禅师有念的那三个句子的巴利文，他的含义是说呢，有一些人呢，他们做那些不应该做的事情，但是应该做的，他们却没有做。然后虽然他们期望能够得到，好像得到那些精进修行的人所得到的利益，像他们 像那些精进修行人的一样得到的利益，他们也想得到那些利益，但是虽然他们是这样的期待，他们却只是在享受益了， 在这样做的时候呢，他们其实是在舍弃了自己的幸福。所以我们呢，我们不应该和亲爱的人相处，我们也不应该和不亲爱的人相处。为什么呢？因为如果我们不能够看到亲爱的人，我们会感到痛苦，然后跟这个不亲爱的人相处的话，我们也会痛苦。所以最好呢，我们呢不要跟什么人的把那个关系弄得很亲爱的关系。然后为什么呢？因为如果我们跟别人的关系变得很亲爱了，那么当我们必须要分离的时候，我们就会痛苦。所以如果人他能够舍掉了这两个亲爱跟不亲爱的，就是他没有亲爱的感觉，也没有不亲爱的感觉，那么这样的人呢，他就能够切断那个束缚，得到了解脱。佛陀是这样的教戒这三个人。然后这三个人在听了佛陀的教戒过后，他们变得怎么样，你们怎么想呢？然后佛陀没有禅师说过后他会跟大家讲。
In the Dhammapada, many story mentions, so after listening the Buddha discourse, these disciples, so they became the Sotapanna or Satagami or Anagami or Arahanta. But this family is very strange. After listening the Buddha discourse, because of they could not live separately, they disturb and they go back their home. Because of that, you also, after listening my discourse, temporary monk and Samanera, you should not go back to your home.
在法纪经里面呢，有许多的故事讲到在听了佛陀的开示过后呢，许多的弟子呢都成为了出果圣者出果悉陀含二果那个悉陀含二果圣者，或者是阿那含三果的圣者，或者是成为阿罗汉。但是这个家庭呢是比较奇怪的，因为他们不能够独自的过活，不能够所以他们在听了佛陀的教戒过后呢，他们就还俗了，就回家去了。那么禅师说，现在大家呢在这里有许多是短期出家的，短期出家作为沙利，短期出家作为沙弥的，你们在听了禅师这个开示过后呢你们不好还俗回家去哦。
Another one alsoIn the Dhammapada, one of the story, that is the name Bahubandhika Bhikkhu. This Bahubandhika Bhikkhu, before he became the Bhikkhu, he was the one of the rich men in Savatthi. Because of his wife passed away, he was very regret and remorse. Then he got the son of the agency. Therefore,he entered the bhikkhuhood. So he had own kuti built in the Jetavana monastery, at the corner of the Jetavana monastery. Also, he built the warehouse and he put his many property, and also he took his servants also. Then, so he have collected many requisites. Because of that, so whatever he liked,the servant cook and offer to him, because of he had many pair of the set of the robes, therefore he wear daytime one color, one set, evening one color, one set. So like that way, he became the model bhikkhu. So one day, a group of bhikkhu, they wander out and they check in the monastery,one kuti to another, and they reached at the kuti of the Bahubandhika, and they saw. On that day also, the servants, they take out their many requisites in the storehouse, and they dry up under the sunshine. Because of that, the bhikkhu group, they saw and they asked, who are these properties? That time, Bahubandhika came out from his kuti and he said, Ayasma, these are my property. Then the bhikkhu said, oh, Why you collected so many requisites? Really, our Buddha gave us the admonishment to have less desire and contentment, and also live solid and seclusion, and practice the, our three training ardently and diligently. But you, our behavior is not like that. Because of that, you must accept the Buddha admonishment, Buddha Owara. Because of that, come and follow with us. Like that way, the group of the bhikkhus, they took Bahubandhika at the presence of the Buddha.
在法师经里面有讲到另外一个故事，是关于一个名叫巴胡班迪嘎的比丘的故事。当这个巴胡班迪嘎比丘呢，在还没有出家作为比丘之前，他是在萨瓦蒂那个社会城里面的，他是社会城里面的一个富有的人啊。在他的妻子去世过后呢，他就很伤心，然后他也那时候呢，他已经升起了恐惧感。所以他就来出家作为比丘，然后他来到那个杰达瓦那那个杰达瓦那边那个寺院呢，出家作为比丘。然后他在杰达瓦那里面呢，就盖了一自己盖了一个谷地啊，在这个杰达瓦那这个寺院的那个角落那边盖了，为自己盖了一间谷地啊，一间屋子住。然后他也盖了一个仓库啊，然后在那个仓库里面呢，储藏了许多的他的那个财物，啊，然后他还有，他还带了自己的那个，把家里自己那个财物呢，带了放在那边啊，收藏起来，然后还带了自己的工人，然后他还不断的累积许多的那个必需品，啊，然后他的工人呢也会啊亲自煮来啊给他吃。嗯，然后对于这个袈裟呢，因为他有许多袈裟，所以在白天的时候呢，啊，他会穿啊一套的袈裟啊，是一种原色的，啊，在晚上的时候呢，他会穿另外一套袈裟啊，另外一种原色的，啊，所以他的行为呢是啊不好。然后有一天，有一群比丘就来到这个寺院里面做检查啊，就去每一间谷地那边检查，然后就来到了他的地方。来到这个巴胡班迪嘎的谷地，然后他就看到在那个时候呢，那个巴胡班迪嘎比丘的那个侍者呢，那些工人呢，就从那个仓库里面搬出了啊许多的那个必需品啊，在太阳下晒。然后那些比丘看到了，就问他说啊，这些财物呢是谁的？然后当他们这样问的时候呢，巴胡班迪嘎比丘呢就从谷地里面出来啊，就跟那些比丘说啊，这些财物是我的。啊，那些比丘就跟他说啊，为什么你累积了那么多的必需品？佛陀不是训诫我们啊，教诫我们说，我们必须啊要少欲，我们必须要知足啊，我们呢必须要能够独处。啊，能够修行啊，戒定慧三学吗？为什么你这样的行为呢？你的行为并不像佛陀所教诫的那样啊。你必须要接受佛陀的教法啊，所以你必须跟我们去见佛陀。所以他们就带了这个比丘去见佛陀。
Then Buddha asks to the Bahubandhika. Bahubandhika also accept. Then Buddha said, Bahubandhika, I have told many times to my disciple to have the less desire, to be content, and also to stay in the solid and seclusion, and also to practice ardently, diligently the three training. But you are not like that. You are very greedy. Also, you enjoy with the, your company and servants.Also, you are very lazy and dullard. Because of that, that is not suitable in the Buddha dispensations. So like that way, Buddha told him, at that time, Bahubandhika, because of the proud of the wealth, proud of his property, he was so angry, and while he was kneeled down sitting, so he put off his upper robe and then he stand up, Bandi, and he respond to the Buddha, Bandi, because of as a bhikkhu, I cannot collect requisites. I must stay like that. He showed his upper body without clothes and he respond rudely to the Buddha. Really, that is better. Otherwise, if he put off all of his clothes and if he said, Bandi, because of bhikkhu, I cannot collect many requisites. I must stay as the Jain bhikkhu is. That is the... not bhikkhu. Later on, our Buddha said, O Bahu Bandika, in your past life, although you became the ogre, but you have moral shame, moral fear, hiri and ottapa. But now you became the bhikkhu, but why you don't have moral shame and moral fear, hiri and ottapa? Buddha said to him, then only so Bahu Bandika, he regret and so he request to the Buddha to apologize him. Because of that, although not some bhikkhu, so not they became the bhikkhu, but still they attach their property because of collect there so many requisites. Really, if we collect, if we not save many things, because of this thing, what can happen if a lay people, it can be proud. As a bhikkhu also, it can be proud. Later on, because of attachment, sometimes some bhikkhu, they can be disturbed. Because of that, too much attachment to the not requisite or material is not suitable as a bhikkhu.
那时候佛陀就问这个巴胡班迪嘎比丘，然后那个巴胡班迪嘎比丘也承认了。 出家的人呢，必须要少吸，能够独处，然后静静的修行三学。你是因为巴胡班迪嘎比丘呢，他对自己的财富感到很骄傲，所以佛陀这样讲他的时候呢，他就很生气，他就蹲下来，脱掉了他的那个上衣，然后站起来，就跟佛陀讲说，就光之上身跟佛陀讲说，班迪。 因为我成为比丘了，我不能够收集资具，不能够收集必需品，我就必须要这样光着上身过活了吗？禅师说呢，这个巴胡班迪嘎比丘这样光着上身向佛陀投诉，这样还好。如果他是把全身都脱光了，然后跟佛陀讲说，因为我成为比丘了，我不能够收集。 这个不能够收集袈裟，我就必须要全身光着，过好像裸体未到那样过活，像佛陀投诉的话，那会更加糟糕。然后这个巴胡班迪嘎比丘这样，投诉过后呢，他这样发牢骚过后呢，佛陀就跟他说，在过去世，当你是一个夜叉的时候，你还有惭愧心，但是现在呢，你成为了比丘，你竟然没有惭愧心。 当佛陀向他这样讲的过后呢，这个巴胡班迪嘎比丘呢，他就后悔了自己对自己的行为感到很后悔，所以他就请求佛陀原谅他。所以虽然有些比丘出家作为了比丘，但是他们还执着要收集那些必需品。那因为他们执着那些必需品，他们会变成怎么样呢？如果是居士的话，居士他们会。 因为他们财富而感到骄傲，比丘呢也会因为对自己的财富而感到骄傲，甚至有些时候会因为自己的必需品而还出去，所以我们呢不应该执着我们的资具，不应该执着我们的必需品，因为这样呢，执着必需品呢对一个比丘来讲呢是不适当的。
We cannot enjoy the sensual pleasure. We should live as a content life. also, no, we have not so much requisite. Because of that, you may think, oh, Bhikkhula is not enjoyable. So, if you think that is enjoyable or not enjoyable life, to consider, I will tell the love story to you. That is in the Jataka, that story name, Vachanaka Jataka. That is our Buddha, in his one of the his past life, he became the Vachanaka ascetic. So this Vachanaka ascetic, he stayed in the forest and he came to the Paranas and he take arm rounds for his food. Because of he came and he took arm round for his food. Later on, he became intimate friends with the one of the rich men in Paranas. Because of they became intimate friends, so this rich man also he had very esteemed to the this Vachanaka ascetic. Then the rich man he said to the Vachanaka ascetic, "Oh my friends, one day I think you are ascetic who is very poor because of you beg your food door to door, house to house. Therefore, I think many people also despise to you because of that. So you should not stay as a ascetic. Now you and I am became there, so very good intimate friend. Therefore, I can share my property, my wealth, heart portion to you and we will do the business together and we will live two family in our home. Because of that, one day, please disturb." So like that way, the rich man from Bayanats told to the Vachanaka ascetic. Like that way, rich man, "Oh, please disturb and I will give to you very good luxury car and house and job. What will you think?"
作为比丘呢，我们不能够啊享受娱乐啊，我们必须啊能够必须要、啊、知足的过活，嗯、啊，我们也不能够拥有许多的啊资具啊必需品，所以你可能会，我们可能当中呢有些人可能会这样想说啊，比丘的生活啊是没有什么快乐的，还、啊、是不快乐的，如果有人这样想的话，我们当中有人这样想的话呢，啊，禅师要在这里跟大家讲一个故事，那是我们菩萨在其中一个过去式的故事，在其中一个过去式呢，我们的菩萨啊是一个沙门，名叫瓦赞那嘎，啊，是一个沙门，他住在森林里面，然后有一次呢，他去到啊本拿里斯波罗奈城那边托钵。啊、然后去那边托钵过后呢，他后来交上了一个朋友，成为一个很亲密的朋友、啊、他那个朋友是一个、啊、在波罗奈城那边呢是一个很有钱的人，然后他这个朋友呢当然成了他的亲密的朋友过后呢，有一天他就想说、啊、他的朋友出家生活是、啊、很苦的，所以他就跟、啊、跟我们的菩萨这个瓦赞那嘎这样建议，他这样说啊，我的朋友啊，班队啊，我想呢，沙门的生活是很清苦的。为什么呢？因为你必须要从啊一间一间家这样去托钵啊，去讨食物吃啊，然后很多人呢会瞧不起你，所以呢，你不应该继续以沙门的身份来过活啊。我呢现在已经成为了你很亲密的朋友啊，我可以跟你分享一半的财富。啊，然后我们一起做生意啊，住在同一间屋子里，所以请你还俗吧啊，我会把一半的财富给你啊，所以这个富翁呢，就像这个瓦赞那嘎这样建议，然后禅师说，如果现在呢有个很有钱的人啊，给你这样的建议说啊，班弟啊，请你还俗吧，我会给你啊很名贵的车啊，给你一间屋子，然后给你一个很好的工作做。 啊，你会怎样想呢
？Which are naka, you and you are thinking will be same. Because of that, so which are naka respond to the rich man of Bayanas. My friend, you tell ascetic who is very poor and so not enjoyable. You pity to me, but I am more. No, I am more than I am pity. More than you are pity to me, because. So I think as a householder life, lay life is look like the swimming in the water, middle of the water current, because someone swimming in the middle of the water current, he must swim non-stop. Otherwise, he may be trapped or drawn in the water. In the same way, as a householder life, lay life, king or minister or businessman or farmers or workers, whoever may be, to stand for their life. So they must struggle for their earning, for their living. Otherwise, they will lose their business. Because of that, I am pity to you more than your pity. So another one also, the Vichanaka said, friend, as a lay life, as a householder life, sometimes you must lie. Sometimes you must cheating to other or deceiving to other. Another one also, because of you want to get the wealth, sometimes you must associate with drunkard men and drink together the intoxicant drink. Sometimes you must associate with gambler and you must play the gambling. Sometimes you because of your competence, although you may be compassionate to him, but you must torture to him. Otherwise, because of no, he torture to you, you will defeat. Therefore, as a lay life, I see as a beautiful pot which has many holes, because the beautiful pot which has many holes outside appearance is very beautiful. Lay life also, householder life also, same way. Outside appearance is very, no, we think very enjoyable life. But really, the pot, because of it has so much hole, whatever liquid cannot stand, cannot last down, it can leap out easily. In the same way, as a householder life also, because of so many things to do, so the merit cannot last long. Therefore, I will not disturb. I will go back to my forest, like that way, which are naka, respond to the reach of the Baranas. I think you are thinking and which are naka thinking will be same together.
禅师想呢，大家的想法是跟瓦加纳卡这个沙门是一样的。那个瓦加纳卡沙门跟他的富翁朋友这么说：“啊，我的朋友，啊，虽然你说，沙门的生活是很清苦啊，没有什么好享受的，啊，你因此而可怜我，但是其实呢，我更加可怜你，因为呢。”因为我觉得世俗人生活那边呢，会然后工人呢，他们呢为了自己的生活，他们必须要挣扎啊，他们要必须付出一番的努力啊，不断的挣扎。如果他们不挣扎的话呢，他们也会失去他们的所有啊，比讲话失去他们的生意。所以呢，我更加可怜你。然后后来接着呢，那个瓦加纳卡沙门呢还这样说。这个俗家的生活呢，他在俗家生活里面呢，有时候呢，你必须要去讲骗话， 你必须要欺骗别人，然后为了必须要跟那些喝酒的人相处啊，陪着他们喝酒，有时候呢你必须要跟那些赌徒相处啊，陪着他们一起赌博，被呢踩到漏洞的那个一个湖啊，一个很漂亮的湖，但是它有很多的漏洞，虽然这个很漂亮的湖它外表看起来很好，但是呢你去装水的话它会一直漏出来的，一直漏出来的，它怎样就装不满。同样的，这个俗家生活就好像这个很有许多漏洞，但是的漂亮的湖那样，虽然外表看起来呢是很快乐的，但是呢在俗家生活 里面呢你必须要有很多事情你必须要做，你需要忙碌，所以呢你的财，你的那个福，你这个福报呢是不能够持续很久的。所以这个瓦加纳卡沙门呢就跟他的朋友这样的说，然后他说呢他不要再住在这个门那个城市里面的波罗奈城里面的，他要去森林里面住了啊。所以瓦加纳卡是像他的朋友这样说的，然后他是相信大家也是这样想的。
I have collected several stories from the Jataka and from the Dhammapada. So, for the development of your meditation, how to think deeply and profoundly, and how to get sense of the urgency, and because of getting sense of the urgency, knowledge of Samvika Jnana, so you try hard ardently and diligently, and I hope you can attain the very soon Nimitta and attain the Jhana also, and also you can develop your Samatha and Vipassana meditation and attain the Nibbana. Although in this life, if you cannot renounce also in one of the future life, you can renounce the home life and so no, you become the Bhikkhuhood or Bhikkhunihood, or then because of you can develop your Samatha and Vipassana meditation and do not attain the Nibbana. So I give as an encouragement of your meditations. Now I would like to not conclude my Dhamma talk by recitation of this, the first Dhamma Pada. So not as a conclusion of our Pao tradition. Hey, Dwa Kami Pabajin to Santo Gami Rachindaka.เตโตเมปะนุสิกขาโอปัพพจิตาสุเปสลาสันโตพยาอลยาปิจิกาเนี่ยอริยานวยลองหูดูสิกะตุรอกองดูลู as a Buddha of individual Buddha and Arhat กามีราชินดกาเนเนเรดัตบอริกูตุจงเดมยะมุเกสาเวไล่ไล่เลเลညာဉ်ဉ်ဆွဲ၍နည်းနည်းတဲ့တတဘောတွေကိုနည်းနည်းစွာကြံစင်အကြံကောင်းဝင်တော်မူကြကုန်သည်ဖြစ်၍ You should think deeply and profoundly. So Buddha and Buddha disciple also they have think deeply and profoundly. ကာမေငါတို့ပိုင်ညာဤကာမေဝိတုကာမေကရဝတ်ကာမေငါတို့ပိုင်ညာဤကာမတရားခိတ်တွာကာမေရှိကားပြုဖန်ကုသိုလ်ကံကြောင့်စီမံထောက်ရမှလက်ရောက်ရသာမြာလဇနီးသည်ကြီးကြီးငယ်နှင့်နှီးနွယ်ရောယူကိုယ်တော်တို့ပိုင်သတိဝိတုကာမအစူးစူးတို့ကိုကာမေမီ the possession of material and materiality.So, hey, Dwa, Ngaro Painya Ikama Diyaro Di, Amyane Sasan, Biriga Wenchan Yandriga Miao Mia, Tegeko Chau Lambwe Riva Dagahu, Chau Aro Nyanjue Lunlu Ji Sunpero Muja Gongdi Piyue. Because of this material are related with the five enemies, they have given up this property and this world and Baba Jinsu,ကရဝါသသမန္နာဟုကိစ္စများများလူတို့ဘောင်ဝိနှောင်ကိုလွတ်အောင်ကြုံလျက်ယုံကံထွက်၍ 心一行比喻多多多母家里公比 They renounce home life and so they enter their homeless life as a bhikkhu or bhikkhunihood or ascetichood Don't make amara ikarumi be tonwe duro gong no lo as a Buddha individual Buddha and so arahanta anusikawa atu laika cinta yago cinga matui atu nainya wazi gong tari You also emulate at this Buddha abhisika Buddha and arahanta and try to practice ardently diligently and you should follow the track of Buddha and the individual Buddha and the arahanta May you all be well and happy, and may you attain the supreme.
So, 那就深入的思考，以便能够产生勇气感。然后，勇气感升起过后呢，我们就会很精进的修行。然后禅师说呢，他希望呢。他希望大家能够很快的就会有禅相，希望大家能够证得禅那，希望大家能够修行止禅也观禅，然后最终证得涅槃。然后虽然有些我们当中呢有些人在这一世并不能够出家，但是禅师希望说他们在未来呢，在未来世呢能够出家，作为比丘或者比丘尼。那么在未来呢能够继续的修行止观禅法直到证悟涅槃然后就因为这样所以禅师给了这两堂开示来鼓励大家然后作为这两堂开示的总结呢禅师在讲了在念诵了那个偈就是这个主要课题的偈在这个偈子里面讲到的提到的三斗就是指那个佛陀辟支佛或者是阿罗汉然后甘米拉金达嘎就是很应该深入的思考然后卡妹就是一个财富然后希多那因为希多是舍弃为什么呢因为那些财富呢是和五敌共享的所以他们舍弃的这些财富然后爸爸金树就是他们出了家作为比丘或者比丘尼或者作为沙门然后敦黑壁说我们呢也我们也应该这样我们也应该爸爸吉大应该出家然后苏贝沙拉应该出家然后善很好的守护我们的戒就好像有一种动物它很珍惜它自己的毛的它呢会很好的守护它的毛甚至连掉一条毛它都不会让它掉的所以呢我们出家作为比丘过后呢就要好好的守护我们的戒即不要破了任何的戒然后我们要 day 呢就是指佛陀辟支佛跟阿罗汉Anusikavo 就是说学习向他们学习就像这些佛像辟支佛向阿罗汉们学习学习他们精进的去修行然后跟随所以我们必须要跟随这些佛辟支佛或者阿罗汉的那个足迹然后最后呢禅师祝福大家健康快乐祝福大家能够证得涅槃的至上快乐
Now sharing the merit, Idambe Pongyang, Asawakyang, Wahang Hodu, Idambe Pongyang, Nibbanasa, Pachayo, Hodu, Mama Pongya Bhagang, Sabba Satanam, Bajima,Di sabi, mi samang, punya bagam, labantu, saru. sadhu, sadhu.